Good morning. Welcome to St. Matthew's. I'm so glad you're here. A couple of announcements before we begin to worship. One, I thank Sheila Brown, who is our guest organist today. Welcome and thank you for your willingness to preside over the organ. Also, we will be including in our prayers, and I'm hoping I am reading it right, it's the brother of Mary White, Robert Giles, passed away, and he will be included in our prayers, and we ask that God comfort family members who mourn his death. Finally, it has been observed, I hope you have your car locked. Somebody was out there trying to open car doors, so make sure that your car is locked, I hope. If not, better go out there and check, because there have been some thefts from vehicles and other things lately, and a person was seen observing, was observed that they were checking the cars in our parking lot. So unfortunately, that's the way things are, so make sure you lock your car door. It reminds me of my first parish that I served in, and they said, "You're from Toronto." And I said, "How did you know?" I said, "You lock your car door." We are using setting 10 of Holy Communion, and communion is received here at the foot of the steps. All are welcome to receive the Lord's Supper. The first thing that I was asked to do after I was ordained as a pastor was to say prayer. It's an expectation of every pastor to lead the congregation or individuals to pray for the people in prayer. I remember attending a family gathering at my brother's house with a lot of people there, and they asked if I would lead in prayer to say thanks for the meal that we were about to consume. And afterwards, the one person who did not know who I was said, "You do that quite naturally and well." And my brother started to laugh. He said, "Well, of course, because he's a pastor." I don't mind doing prayer, but there's something I think to which all spiritual leaders would wish and they'd like to hear from the parish parishioners. Instead of asking always the pastor to lead or say prayer, it'd be wonderful if people would ask, "Pastor, teach us how to pray." If the disciples of Jesus did not know how to pray, can we assume that there are people today who do not know how to pray, or maybe they do not want to pray, or maybe they just don't care? Our Lord responds to his disciples' request with the beautiful prayer that is well known throughout Christendom. And the Lord's Prayer, as I always like to say, is to be said and prayed at all times and in all places. I still remember that one child was a four-year-old who would recite the Lord's Prayer and begin by saying, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be his name." I first learned to say the prayer in Finnish. I have forgotten how to say it now. I haven't used it. But when I was learning the English language at school, we used to say the Lord's Prayer. But I had trouble with the words "deliver us from evil." I got mixed up and I thought evil was eagle. And so therefore I was always afraid that there was some kind of big eagle would come down and get me if I didn't take care. And I realized after a while that I was to say evil, not eagle. I do realize that when we are praying, especially in public, leading a group of people, yes, it can be nerve-wracking and stage fright and difficult. But what about when we're in private, when no one is around but you and God? There should be no inhibitions at all. Prayer, talking with God, is one of the most powerful ways in which we can communicate with God. And it's funny how that when I tell my confirmants, I said, "You know, just talk the way you would talk to another person. Don't have to use the ye old language or whatever, because I'm sure the Almighty would say, 'What are you talking about? Don't you talk to me the way you talk to one another?'" But talking to God, it's not only the most direct and powerful way, it's also what we do. The music, the hymns we sing, the many arts and banners and symbols within our church, and our beautiful building itself, it's telling the world that we are communicating with God. But it is prayer that teaches us and helps us to communicate directly with God. The way we position our bodies, human gestures, is communicating something to God and the people that we surround ourselves with, whether we're kneeling, bowing our heads, or just opening our hands up to God to say, I have nothing to hide. This is who I am, and I want to talk to you, God. One time I thought prayer was a one-way communication with God. You prayed, and God listened. Poor God. Can you imagine God having to listen to all those prayers, delivered and never answering? I think the important thing to remember is that God does listen to our prayers, and God does answer. I sometimes think that we people of God are so busy talking and singing and doing whatever it is to communicate with God that we do not listen to what God is telling us. And maybe it's because the answers we receive are not the ones we want. There was a huge lottery Friday, $60 million. I prayed that, oh, Lord, hear my prayer. Well, the good Lord said, you don't need it. Maybe God's telling me to say that, you know, you're better off leading the people in worship. People can be afraid of what God might be telling us. People are afraid to step into a church. They're afraid to spend time listening to God. And it can create tension in people's lives until finally we realize that God does love us despite our faults. It's much like I say to people, my wife still loves me despite my faults. We humans in general, we're good talkers. But I sometimes think we're lousy listeners. Prayer involves both communicating with God and also listening to God. Does anyone here know of someone who's always asking for something but never offers anything, or complains continually but never says anything positive or good? Prayer for us humans can become like that. Do our prayers only involve God in a time of crisis or need, and never in times of joy and thanks? We are to involve God in all aspects of our life, through both good and bad. And this is what Jesus taught us to do. Daily, the many mercies and goodness we receive in life are to be acknowledged in a prayer of thanks to God. And if there are people who only involve God through a time of need and help, that's okay, because at least they are communicating with the Almighty. Prayer can and will lead us into a more meaningful spiritual relationship with God. And some people have turned away from God because they turned to Him only in a time of need, and they maybe have prayed for the first time and they did not receive what they asked for. And as I stated earlier, the answers received from God may not be the ones we want, but we must trust and believe in the response that we receive from God. In whatever situation we are in, prayer is always needed. Our praying today as a gathered community in worship, it's a constant reminder that as we leave this wonderful worship house of worship, we are to take prayer hold with us before we go to bed tonight, when you wake up in the morning, if you're having a quiet moment by yourself, if you're driving the car, if you're sitting down, going for a walk, preparing a meal, whatever. The opportunities to talk and communicate with God are endless. And even if you don't know how to pray and you think you can't pray, just remember the wonderful prayer that Jesus has given us and say that, and it could be the beginning of a very good thing. Amen.
Trouble anywhere.